Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today I'm going to be doing a review of the 20th anniversary release of the Korean film Old Boy. If you haven't seen it, it's one of the best movies, I think, of the past 20 years or so. And all I can say is that this film goes hard. It does not hold back. So I'm going to give you my full thoughts right after the break. So like I said, Old Boy is a Korean film. And recently, in the past maybe 4 or 5 years, Korean filmmakers have thoroughly established themselves as some of the most interesting and fearless filmmakers out there. Parasite, just a couple years ago, won Best Picture. Which I think was a huge step forward for international cinema, not just Korean films. I think it was the first international film to win Best Picture at the Oscars. But I think there would be no Parasite without Old Boy. So like I said in the intro, Old Boy came out 20 years ago, and AMC was doing a special 20th anniversary re-release with an added intro from the director and also an interview with him at the end of the film. But like I said, this film is not for the faint of heart. It deals with some very serious subjects. And it is very graphically violent, and like I said, this film does not hold back on anything. It doesn't hold back on dialogue, on subject matter, on the violence. Like I said, nothing is off limits. And this 20th anniversary release, like I said, had an intro from the director, and he gave explicit warnings about the violence and about the nudity, and even so if you've seen the movie, you'll know why I'm laughing, but some animal cruelty towards octopus. And it just made me wonder that in the past 20 years, if today's audiences have become more accustomed to political correctness and today's films, and the fact that they were able to make this movie 20 years ago to explore all these difficult topics like grief and shame and revenge, vengeance, that kind of thing, to explore these hard issues in all of these interesting and intense ways. I just think Old Boy it's a unique film in that respect, that it doesn't hold back in anything. You don't really see a lot of movies like that anymore. And another interesting thing in the intro is that the director said that it was okay to laugh, that he made some funny parts. He put humor in there to balance out and offset some of the intense moments and the brutality of the violence. He said, it might feel awkward to laugh after having seen some of the violent things that they show, but he said that it's okay to do that. And it just reminded me of this quote from Dustin Hoffman. He was getting interviewed, and he said that the way that he approaches acting and the way he approaches filmmaking is that there is no drama, that there is no comedy, that there is no horror films. It's just life. and you're just expressing life through your acting and through your filmmaking. And I think this movie kind of does that. You know, it deals with difficult topics like alcoholism too, and you know, mental health and things like that. So I just think it's a sign of a good filmmaker that you can have a balance of all of those different emotions and all of those different styles and issues that you explore, that you can have laughter amongst the more serious moments to kind of balance it out. But getting into the full review of the movie and not just the intro, the action in this film was very satisfying. But it's more than just that. You might go into it thinking it, like, because there's the famous hallway fight scene. That's probably one of the best fight scenes ever filmed in movie history, that we'll get to later. Because that scene is in there, I feel like a lot of people have misrepresented this film as just like a kung fu action film, kind of like The Raid or something like that. But it is much more than that. You know, it's about its story, it's about its characters. You know, it explores these difficult topics, like I said before. It has a very non-traditional structure. It's told through flashbacks and people telling stories. And instead of just hearing them tell the story, you see the story and then you cut back to the person that was telling the story. So it's like, it's not chronologically told. You know, it just keeps you guessing and it shocks you until the very end. I mean, the ambiguity of the last shot. I always appreciate ambiguity in a movie, especially in the ending. And this film has you know, a classic ambiguous ending where you don't know the mindset of the main character. You don't know what is going on or what is happening. And it's really left open to interpretation for the audience. I'm not really sure of its meaning, the last shot. I feel differently. I've only seen this film twice. This is the second time I've seen it. And I feel differently this time than I did the first time. I thought I knew what it meant for sure first time I saw it, but now I'm not so sure, and I feel kind of the other way about it. I'm being deliberately vague because I don't want to ruin it, even though it is a 20-year-old film. Most people probably still haven't seen it. So there are two things that really stuck out to me this time. Was the similarity between the two male leads and the kind of repetition and mirroring of the imagery between them, associated with them. I thought that was really interesting. That's something that I didn't really catch the first time, is that these two people who are at odds with each other are kind of two sides of the same coin. And that kind of plays into the vengeance aspect of, or the vengeance theme of the whole film. Like, they keep, you know, something happens when they're kids and then someone gets revenge and then the other person gets revenge back, and then they keep playing these mind games with each other back and forth. And it's like they're kind of like eternally linked until they reach their goal. And that was something that I picked up on that I didn't really understand the first time that I saw it, or really it didn't really sink in the first time I saw the film, but this time it really did. And the second thing that really stood out this time was the score. I should have looked up the composer. I didn't. But it is so engaging and so engrossing, especially during the climactic reveal of the twist towards the end of the film. You know, it's just a guy flipping through a photo album, and that scene is all score. Without the score, that scene would be boring. So it's the score really elevates and really engages the audience in the in that scene, and it really, is like the exclamation point on the end of the scene and really of the movie. So I really enjoyed the score. The acting is fantastic. Like I said, there are some action scenes. And one of the things that the director said that I thought was interesting is that there's the hallway fight scene. It's like a 6 or 7 minute one take fight scene where it's almost like you're watching this guy Super Mario side scroll his way through all of these people in this hallway. And it's incredible, and probably I had, before, I had no idea how they did this, but in the post interview kind of bonus feature at the end of the film with the when they were interviewing the director said that he essentially did that hallway scene because he doesn't like filming action and he wanted to have a quick way of just getting it over with. And he figured, if I have all these cuts and all these different types of shots and like shots and then reverse shots, I'm gonna have to flip the room and that's gonna take forever. And I would really just rather get this over with because I don't like shooting action. So he basically, during rehearsals, he saw how gassed the lead actor was and how he was like gasping for air. And like, even though they were just rehearsing the scene, he was like, okay, that's, I can kill two birds with one stone here. I can get this scene filmed really quickly so I don't have to worry about it. And two, if we film it all in one take, you can really see the progression of how the actors, the stunt people, and the main character are really getting tired, like actually tired, and not just acting tired towards the end of the scene, which makes it very satisfying. It makes it more realistic and makes it really stand out as something that they really did. Like they were, there's people breaking a 2x4s on this guy's arm, and like he has like a stunt knife in his back for half of the scene, and he's like swinging around hammers, and people are getting flipped around and slammed into walls, and like you, because it's all done in one shot and one take, you can tell like that they actually did this, that this camera is just like scrolling down the hallway. So it's an incredible scene, and I just thought it was funny that the director said he did it that way because he was lazy, because he just wanted to get it over with. So you never know really what goes through a director's mind. Like as someone who likes to watch film and critique film and kind of analyze film, you think you know why a director did a certain thing, and you can kind of ascribe your own personal views on and interpretations on what's going on in the movie and like how the movie was made. But sometimes it's just, it has no meaning. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. The director just wanted to be lazy, so that's why he filmed it in one shot. He didn't have this artistic vision of why, it was going to be filmed in one shot. He just wanted to get it over with. So I thought that was really interesting. So just to kind of close out here and give my final thoughts, this is an excellent film, probably top 10, 15, 20 films of the of the past 20, 25 years. The less Spike Lee did do a remake in like 2006 or something, 2007. Wasn't very good. Don't watch it. Forget about that one. Just watch the original. Put up with the subtitles. I mean, I don't get people that don't like to watch movies with subtitles. I mean, that's half of the half, more than half of the world doesn't speak English. most of the world actually doesn't speak English. So every film that comes out of the United States, every other country is watching it with subtitles. So return the favor and watch a Korean film with subtitles. There's a vast world of cinema out there that you have yet to discover simply because you don't like to read. Like, come on. Seriously, just watch a foreign film every once in a while. You won't regret it. I don't know how long this is going to be in theaters, but definitely check it out if it's in one near you. Be prepared to be there for a little bit longer because there is the intro and then the interview at the end, which is probably about 20 or 30 minutes. But for sure, definitely check it out if you haven't seen it. It's a 4K restoration. It looks beautiful on the big screen. These older movies that I wasn't old enough or wasn't even alive to see in the theaters, you got to take advantage of those opportunities to see them on the big screen because you don't know when they're going to come back or when you're going to get the chance to see them on the big screen. So when a studio does a re-release of a classic movie, go see it on the big screen because that's the way it was meant to be seen. And you won't regret it. It's way better than just, watching it on your phone or at your house. But I'll get off my soapbox about that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at SMG Reviews and on Instagram at 1001 Film Podcast and on my blog 1001filmblog.com. Thank you guys so much, and I will catch you next time.